We begin in Chapel Hill, where the town council has officially named Police Chief Chris Blue as interim town manager, taking over from Maurice Jones effective January 1st. Blue was planning to retire at the end of the year after more than a decade as police chief, but he's agreed to fill the town manager role for about 6 to 8 months while the town searches for a permanent replacement. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger on Chris Blue.
We wanted somebody who was familiar with our community, who shared our values. We know that Chris does this, and we're very excited to be able to continue forward. We're going to start a manager search in January. That can take 6 to 8 months. So we were just very grateful that Chief Blue was willing to step in and help us out here. He grew up in Chapel Hill. He knows the community well. He knows the employees well here. He's totally dedicated to the Chapel Hill values. So I don't think he'll have any trouble making that all come together in an effective leadership for the interim position. And we have an incredible town staff. They do amazing things. They work really hard. And being able to have a teammate be part of the leadership team, we have two incredible assistant managers. And so working together, we're right now in the search for a planning director and a parks and rec director. So we knew we needed some extra help during this time. Chris was also in charge of parking services and building and development services and town inspections. So he's versed in many different areas and he will get up to speed, but he also has great staff to help him get up to speed, to help be part of that management system to keep everything moving in the right direction.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger there. That's part of our weekly Conversations with the Mayors feature, and you can hear that entire conversation at 3:30 this afternoon during News on the Hill with Andrew Stuckey. More from Chris Blue coming up later on this morning. We'll be speaking with him at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, about an hour, a couple of hours from now, so stay with us for that here on this show. Elsewhere in the news, COVID-19 numbers continue to tick up across North Carolina. State Health Department reporting hospitalizations topped 700 last week for the first time since early October, and COVID particles found in wastewater hit their highest level since late September. Health experts are continuing to urge everyone to keep taking those basic precautions, mask up in crowded indoor spaces, and stay up to date on your COVID vaccine. Staying in health news, 6 more UNC buildings have tested positive for lead contamination in sinks and drinking fountains, including Bosch-Emmer Stadium, the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse, Corey Residence Hall, and the Chancellor's Residence on Quail Hill Court. Get the full list of affected buildings on our website, chapelboro.com. Better news from campus, UNC has announced this year's spring commencement speaker, attorney Brian Stevenson, executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative and the author of the memoir Just Mercy, which was turned into an award-winning film in 2019. Graduation day will be Sunday, May 14th. Turning to state news, dozens of elected officials have co-signed a letter denouncing hateful attacks against the LGBTQ community in the wake of a recent spike in violence and threats, including several targeted at drag shows. The letter was co-written by 7 elected officials, including Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, Carrboro Town Council Member Eliezer Posada, Chapel Hill Town Council Member Karen Stegman, and Hillsborough Town Board Member Matt Hughes. 19 other Orange County elected officials have also signed, including State Representative Greg Meyer, Orange County Clerk of Court Mark Kleinschmidt, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, you just heard her, and Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Another elected official spoke out recently on a different issue. Governor Roy Cooper endorsed the work of the advocacy group North Carolinians Against Gun Violence at their annual meeting, saying their work means more than ever at a time when firearm incidents cause more child deaths than car crashes. Here's part of what he had to say then.
You know, every little bit helps when it comes to this issue. There's so much going on today, not only guns being used to commit crimes, but guns used and gotten too easily to commit suicide, guns picked up by children causing accidental serious injury and death. And it's because that there are so many of them around. And everything you do can help stop an injury or death. Any gun owner that you have made more careful, any law that you have kept in place, any advocacy you have done over the years to make opinion leaders and policy leaders begin to change their mind, any and all of these have saved lives, I guarantee you. And so I'm grateful for what you're doing.
That's Governor Roy Cooper speaking there. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by All About Insurance. 17th-ranked Carolina Wrestling back on the mat tonight, hosting Appalachian State at 7 p.m. in Carmichael Arena. Meanwhile, the schedule is out for Carolina baseball. 56 games for them this season, starting February 17th with a three-game home series against Seton Hall. Get the full schedule on UNC's website, GoHeels.com. In football, UNC has hired a new offensive line coach, Randy Clements, stepping in to replace Jack Bicknell. Clements is coached at Ole Miss, Florida State, Houston, and Baylor. He spent the last 2 years at North Texas under Seth Luttrell, who also formerly coached at UNC. Carolina's still looking for a new offensive coordinator to replace Phil Longo. He left with Bicknell for Wisconsin. Elsewhere, congrats to UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, just appointed to a four-year term on the board of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. And big congrats to former Tar Heel basketball coach Roy Williams. He's just been named as the winner of this year's Naismith Outstanding Contributor to Men's Basketball Award. Other Tar Heel coaches to win that honor include Frank McGuire in 1990 and Dean Smith in 1998. Finally, we turn to field hockey, where a pair of Tar Heel legends are stepping away. Head coach Karen Shelton retiring and superstar Aaron Madsen graduating after an incredible run of four national titles in the last 5 years. Aaron Madsen stopped by our studios this week to look back. 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe with more on what she said.
After an unprecedented five-year run of dominance, the UNC field hockey program will look very, very different next season. Not only will star Aaron Madsen no longer be suiting up for the Tar Heels, but for the first time in the team's history, Karen Shelton will no longer be the head coach. Shelton coached 42 years with the Tar Heels, the last five of which saw her dominant collaboration with Madsen. With those two teaming up, Carolina won four of the program's 10 national championships, which is the most in Division I field hockey. Madsen's praise of Shelton echoed that of many others in the wake of the head coach's retirement.
She is a legend, period, and people talk about, you know, that word and GOAT getting thrown around a lot here because we produce, Carolina produces, insane athletes and humans and coaches and everything, but she really deserves that title.
Madsen has a claim to GOAT status herself. Her list of accomplishments places her in elite company, not just in Carolina history, but the history of college sports. Madsen is the only athlete ever to win five ACC Player of the Year awards and was named an All-American in each of her five seasons in Chapel Hill. During her career, the Tar Heels compiled a 99-8 record, with seven of those losses coming in the 2021 season. That was the only year Madsen's team did not win the national championship. It ended with an NCAA tournament loss to Northwestern, who Carolina came back and beat in the 2022 national championship on a game-winning goal by Madsen. She told 97.9 The Hill's Aaron Keck the team never wavered during the game.
We stuck together. We played as a team. I don't think for a second there was one thought of doubt or anything, especially when they scored. We got in the huddle, and everyone was just, this is not happening, we're fine, keep doing our game, playing our game and everything. And everyone from the bench to on the field to the stands, and the people watching behind screens, there was a lot of support and belief, so we were able to get it done.
It was a fairy tale ending for both Madsen and Shelton, each of whom end their Carolina careers as national champions. Madsen credited all of her accomplishments to Shelton and said she looks forward to the evolution of their relationship now that Shelton has stepped away from the bench.
I would not be here if it was not for her. I would not be the person or player I am if it was not for her. I know we're definitely going to have a different relationship moving forward because she's, no longer our true coach and everything, but she'll always be our coach. And I think it's exciting to see how our relationship's built over the years, and now this is just another variation of that that I think we're both really excited to get into.
As for Madsen herself, she's now completely out of collegiate eligibility for the Tar Heels. The new Carolina alumna leaves Chapel Hill with a degree from the Hussman School of Journalism and Media, but said she still hasn't quite gotten used to not being a student anymore.
I'm very excited. It's going to be different. I'm not going to lie, it's weird. I'm sure you can attest to it too. It's a weird period of your life, but I'm looking forward to seeing what pans out, where I end up, and I know I'll enjoy whatever it is.
Mattson also minored in coaching education at UNC, so who knows? Perhaps a spot on the Tar Heel bench is somewhere in her future. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Get more sports news 24/7 on our website, chapelboro.com.